Good evening. Is Stephanie Brinkley there?
This is her.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And in 2020, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
23.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K through 12 education.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
4.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Can I say, like, in between?
The options that we have is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. I guess it depends where you lean.
I'd say somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
So, 100 is I like them?
Thank you. Very warm and favorable. 0 is that very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay, so all Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress is the prompt.
20.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
The Trump Administration?
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Uh, 30.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Joe Biden. Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 once again. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
3.
Reducing opioids abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, to adults 21 and over?
Do I approve?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I approve of the ban.
So if that would be somewhat support or strongly supported?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your community? And the options that we hit... I'm sorry?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. And the options that we have to answer this question is, do you think it brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
A ban nicotine?
Yes, banning, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for 21 and older, adults 21 and older, bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think more benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Probably somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The second definition is a prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
The middle one.
Somewhat concerned or not very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. That the next situation is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing or of any kind.
Not very concerned.
The next one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, that was not very concerned or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, and I just want to, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
I don't know much about that. Can I get that?
It is based on observation, opinion. We're not here to judge. We're just here to record your...
I'll
say
like 5 then.
Okay, that's fine. Now, the next one is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Yeah, I agree with that, Penn.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Disagreed. One.
Thank you. And the last statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. We should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
Jeez, I don't know much about that either. I'll say 5 again.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. The next battery of questions are called back to the first few questions that we made, but we just need to make them again just to make sure that the scale hasn't moved or if it has moved. The first one is, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I oppose the ban?
Support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support and or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on this stance, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
What were the options for the answers for that one?
Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Probably no impact.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Beer?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as D42?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
In the past 30 days?
In the past 30 days, yes.
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like my degree?
Yes, the highest degree you have received.
I have a bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. And this concludes our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.